You know, we talk with a lot of guests about a lot of things on this program. And sometimes we like to hear from you as to ideas. You know, you're listening, and I hope you'll let us know what you want to hear on the program. Are there topics that you are interested in? If there are topics, is there contact information or at least the name of a company or an individual who we might be able to contact to help this go move along? And if you have, think about it, if you have some topic ideas, I hope you'll join in today. The number to call, otherwise you're going to hear me talk for a half hour, and that's not what we have intended here. Give us a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Or you could send an email to talk@wpr.org. That's talk@wpr.org. Just looking ahead here. Tomorrow on the show, Scott Craven's back. Did want to mention that because Scott, it's going to be his last show. He's retiring along with me. And so we're still going to be talking about the wonderful world of wildlife. And our other regulars are going to be filling in, but Scott will be on tomorrow as his last time with us. And we'll also be taking a look at managed grazing. So in the very near future, that's what we've got. And Dave in Bluegrass, Iowa has something else. Let's go there. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Larry. Hey, I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I was up in Wisconsin last week, but I have three Siberian Huskies, and two of them are rescues, and one we bought from a reputable breeder. But one of the issues that really gets to me is puppy mills. I don't know if that's a problem in Wisconsin, but in Iowa, I know it is. And these dogs are in horrendous conditions. And it just tears your heart apart, you know. I don't know if that's a topic you guys would even want to address or not, but the other thing is, well, here in the last few weeks, there was a research kennel in Wisconsin that was shut down.
Yep.
They had a bunch of beagles. 500 of those beagles came to a no-kill shelter here in the Quad City area. And the change in attitude of these dogs that have been placed has been awesome. But anyway, that was my suggestion. And listen, I want to wish you all the best in your retirement, too.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dave. And puppy mills is... And the research animals as well, the puppies, that's going to be addressed on the show. And I can actually tell you on, on June 23rd, if I'm not mistaken, Patricia McConnell is going to be with us, and we're going to talk about training and such, but she's been very active, especially as it relates to the research animals. And certainly one of the, or a couple of the questions I would pose to her will relate to that just for your own. It won't be the entire show, but it'll be something we'll be bringing up, and I'm sure it's we'll be in discussion with the team. So thank you very much for that. And appreciate it. Ron in Manitowoc, County up next. Ron, hi.
Hi, Larry. You're going to be missed.
Thank you.
Two subjects. One concerning the high cost of deer for the Wisconsin population, the crop damage, forest damage, and the 16,000 to 18,000 collisions each year with motor vehicles. And the other one would be the high cost of the use of alcohol in Wisconsin, where the taxpayer subsidizes the use of the substance and the legislative body refuses to do anything about increasing the cost to use this item.
Yeah.
Thanks, Larry.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. something we did address, I think about a month ago, the alcohol use with a researcher, a gal from Milwaukee, who leads a group that is very interested in this particular topic. And I think we have her scheduled to come back again to talk about it. And control of the deer population, you wonder what the insurance companies, auto insurance companies, they probably have note of the to the dollar amount. If you had them all with able to talk with them, how much money it costs not only individuals but the companies themselves. And certainly that's something that's going to be coming back up on the show. So thank you very much for that. And by the way, you can join in too. Open lines get you on pretty quickly. The number to call, 800-642-1234. Email to talk at WPR.org. I mentioned Scott's on the program tomorrow. On Thursday, we're going to be talking about consumer protection issues. And so kind of looking forward to that. Our folks from Ag Trade and Consumer Protection are going to be back for that. And I'm looking forward to talking with them. And also looking forward on Friday for Garden Talk to talk to Liz Freemuth. And she'll be, as she her business is The Garden Hole. And she is always a lot of fun. Probably my last time talking with her, too, I'm guessing. And so that'll be on Friday. And I think we're also going to take a look at raised beds on Friday as well. So we've got that going for us. And on the 8th, which is next Monday, Lee's back and to talk, I believe, with our folks who are in technology, and I think they're going to take up artificial intelligence. So that's another one of those topics that's high on everybody's mind right now. And so we're looking forward to that on Monday. And Tuesday of next week, we'll be talking about, all kinds of things. We have we'll be talking about Alzheimer's disease a bit, and we'll be talking about cataracts and cataract surgeries as well. So some health topics that we will cover, along with some physical therapy issues as well, if I'm not mistaken. And I want to also mention, he hasn't been around for a while, but Bill Volkert, who is back next a week from tomorrow, will be on to talk about birds and birding. So good topics coming up. Susie in Scandinavia called. She wants to hear an honest answer about the environmental impact of data centers. That's something that we definitely, I don't even know how much we actually know about the environmental impact of data centers. Certainly, it's going to could affect our own pocketbooks as these centers blossom around Wisconsin and around the Midwest. The latest in Lyme disease from Tick Research and mentions the Marshfield Clinic. The Marshfield Clinic is one of the great clinics that we have in the state, and they're doing a lot of research on it. Of course, it's a big issue, obviously, in rural areas, and the Marshfield Clinic serves a pretty broad range of rural areas. So another thing that we can do. Helen in New Glarus has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Helen.
I am so aware that there are a lot of no kings groups and protests in my area, in Madison, in Monroe, and across the country. I'd like to hear more about what they're about and, you know, what we think we can accomplish or what people think they can accomplish. And I think it's time to get this out in the open.
Helen, thank you very much for calling. It's something that's on a lot of people's minds for sure. Tanya and Stevens Point will give you a chance. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Mary. How are you? I would like to just say all the people in the world that are doing amazing things. You know, we hear about the bad politicians and one of the bad things everybody is doing. And I would like to start focusing on the positive and people are making a difference, you know. And unfortunately, I can't come up with too many examples here about it, but one of them would be like Mr. Beast. He's planted millions of trees and dug all those wells out in Africa and stuff. And, you know, just that, we need more hope.
Hope
in the world, and I think,
You know, and one of the authors I'll be talking to coming up, and I can't remember the day, but I have the book right in front of me. It's titled Born to Flourish, New Science and Ancient Wisdom Reveal a Simple Path to Thriving. It's, Lee just let me know, it's Monday, June 15th. And Richard Davidson is going to be the guest. And the reason we're having him, I heard him speak. And he's a great speaker and is a positive guy, I can tell you that. And his book, which I haven't read yet, I've just received it today, actually. So I'll be hitting the book pretty hard here in the next few days. Talks about thriving and how science and you know, the new stuff and the ancient stuff will reveal a simpler path to thriving, and he's written all about it. So, there you go. We'll take a quick break. I'm Larry Mueller, and then we'll get back to more of your ideas. I see now we have lots of them coming. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Larry Mueller here, and we are taking your ideas for programs that we can host here on the Larry Mueller Show. It'll soon be the Lee Rayburn Show. And I'm sure Lee's perked his ears up, and I know Jill Nadeau is sitting with her pen in hand and making comment, writing down these suggestions as they come through. If you got some ideas, and if you have a potential guest, that always helps us as well. So if you've got a suggested guest, I would love to hear that as well. Let's go to Mary Ann in Middleton. Mary Ann, hi.
Hi. I have the idea to bring a guest to discuss citizen-led referendum. Governor Evers introduced this bill earlier in the year and had several legislators sign on. It basically allows citizens to put something on the ballot. If they have like between 4% and 5% of the total voting population in a gubernatorial election, they could put something, a referendum, on the ballot. And several special interest groups could make use of this. I'm particularly interested in gun reform, so I think that group could make use of this, but it could be used in a host of different ways for the benefit of the state and of the people that live here. The majority of states in the U.S. have it, and I think we're kind of primed to get it, but people need to learn about it. And so a show on it would be a helpful outreach effort.
Yeah.
And the suggested speaker I would have is, if he would agree to it, is the retired director, Matt Rothschild. He used to be director of Wisconsin Democracy Now! And, Democracy Campaign. And he also was the editor of the Progressive Magazine years ago. But he has followed this issue and can speak on it authoritatively.
Yeah, and Matt Rothschild would be a very good guest for that show. And I like that idea, Marianne. Thank you very much for calling in with it. Appreciate it. We cover a broad range of things. Irene in Janesville probably has something different. Let's go there. Hi, Irene.
Hi. I'm a proud
citizens of the Wisconsin dairy farmers. However, they have dairy cows that give birth to male and female calves. The male calves are not treated the same way the female calves are. Female calves become cows and produce more milk. The male calves can't do that. And they are good for beef particularly. And they are kept in very small cages where they cannot lie down. They are chained to these small cages. They are taken from the mother cow at just a few hours after they are born, and they are not allowed to have light in their faces because then they want to move around. They struggle against because they can see again. And they are raised for veal, and it's inhumane the way they are treated.
Irene, thank you. I think I've got what you want. You're looking at the relationship here between veal calves that are raised for veal and the conditions under which they are raised, and that's something that could be covered in a broad context of looking at animal agriculture for sure. So I thank you for calling, and we'll see what we can come up with in that area. Marty in Duluth, your turn.
Hey, Larry, I've been out of town for a bit. You're retiring, I hear. congratulations. When did you start broadcasting on Wisconsin Public Radio?
It was 1967.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Well, 59 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. I moved here in 89. I feel like you've been a part of almost every day of my life here in Wisconsin. So congratulations. Thank you for your calm intelligence that you have provided us over all these years. So I second the vote for data center info. So Marianne, who just called in wanting Matt Rothschild, absolutely, that would be great. And if you wanted to add, get a foot reflexologist on from the Wisconsin Reflexologists Integrated Organization. I can't give you any specific names. Foot reflexology is an amazing ancient practice that has numerous health benefits, relaxation for one thing, right up there at the top of being able to provide that. Those are my suggestions. When do you head out, Larry? When's the last time we get to hear your dulcet tone?
June 30th is my last day, and I'm not sure if we're even going to have a guest that day. We might just spend a couple of hours chatting and playing some old little clips maybe and talking. So that's going to be a lot of fun. In the meantime, the month is filled with folks that I've had on in the past. And so I'm looking forward to all the conversations. Thanks, Marty. Appreciate it. And you know what? I don't think we've ever done anything on foot reflexology, as far as I can tell. So it's something we'll look into. And, of course, the others as well. I think those other topics are also great. So thank you. Scott in Windsor, your turn. Hi, Scott.
Hey Larry. I'll echo the sentiments of so many that we'll miss you.
Thank you.
I have a suggestion for the show. As you know, there have been a lot of changes in WPR programming over the last year. Mm-hmm. And I would like to hear a show where readers or listeners can chime in with their reflections, impressions, and about those changes. There are some of the Saturday afternoon lineup that I surely miss, Zorba being chief among them. But there are other, even stylistic changes that I think your listeners would be happy to chime in. I know I would.
I think that can be done, as a matter of fact. And I would probably...
I don't think you need contact information for that.
Well, I'm the first person that came to my head was Sarah Ashworth, and have Sarah on the program. Sarah is our director. She is the, I have many bosses here at Public Radio, but she is the top boss of for me. And I am more than sure that she would be happy to come on the show and talk about those and answer questions from folks just like you, Scott. And she's really quite good at that. She's a direct person, but also a wonderful speaker. So rest assured that we will visit with Sarah Ashworth and get her to come on the show. Maybe she's listening. She can call in and tell me yes. Oh, man. Thanks, Scott. Jean in Portage. Hi.
Hey. I'd like to hear more about high-speed rail in Wisconsin. We now have the Borealis going from Chicago to Minneapolis, but I think there have been some other updates. Used to have a gentleman that knew where every mile of rail in Wisconsin was. I haven't heard him for a long time, but I'm sure there are some newer people.
Yeah, so, that was Rod Cronin, who was the commissioner of railroad. And
right.
Anybody could call, and I don't care where they were in the state, and they'd say, well, on the corner of F and 20 in such and such a county, and he's all, I know right where that is, and he would.
Yeah.
And he's passed away. But we have a new commission. We have another commissioner of railroads, or maybe someone else that the commissioner could suggest. But high speed rail certainly is of high interest. So another one for us to look at. Thank you, Jean. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
Patricia in Madison. Hi.
Hi. So I would suggest that you have a speaker named Dr. John Whitcomb, and he is at the forefront of medical breakthrough on cell regeneration, and it's called the stuff that's called plasmalogens, and they are in the surface of every cell, and it allows the transport chain to bring oxygen and nutrients in and out of the cell, and when your plasmalogens run out, you die. So it's a very important substance, and it is being studied by Dr. Gooden now up in Saskatchewan, Canada. And Dr. John Whitcomb is the first doctor who has been trained and certified to do that treatment. And he works at Brookfield Longevity in Milwaukee. And his mobile phone number is 414-491-8315. And he's written two books. One is Fix Your Broken Brain, and that's using plasmalogens. And the other one is The Cause and Cure of Autism, which I think would be very interesting for the audience.
All right. And Patricia, I thank you so much. And thank you in particular for that information on how to get a hold of him. It's something that's going to speed that process along. I'm pretty sure of that. Thank you very much for your suggestion. And we have many more suggestions that are in emails that I haven't gotten to. And the one has to do with the marginal income tax brackets, and I'm pretty sure Jill's going to have all of this information through the emails. We'll hang on to them. So if you want to continue to do this, you can email us to talk@wpr.org. And if you've got program ideas and we didn't get them on the air, we can get them through those emails. So please go ahead and do that. Tomorrow on the show, I'm going to have fun talking with Scott Craven, his last time with us. And as always, a big thanks to our whole team, real team effort. Clara Kniper, Joel Patnod, Lee Rayburn, and Jeff Robbins, our executive producer. Jill Nadeau. I'm Larry Mueller. Jill and I will be at the Barrymore Theater tomorrow night, and she'll be talking with me about my career here at WPR. Looking forward to that as well. Stay with us. Lots more in store here on WPR News.